prim and proper, the girl who's never been kissed. But I'm tired of being pure and a nut chase. Like something that seeks its level, I wanna go to the devil. I wanna be wicked, I wanna tell lies, I wanna be mean and throw my ties. I wanna be evil, I wanna be mad.
But more good morning
than that, good morning, baby.
How you doing?
I'm really quite good. As you know, I went back to the lesbian orgy that I took you to.
Yes, I'm with you.
And
all I see is human centipede.
I know.
I see fishy human centipede. I'm not into it. Even skin so soft now is like making me sad because I just think about smooth woman skin.
So, drum roll, please, in case you were wondering whether or not I am a lesbian. The answer is no. I would have sucked any dick I would have seen after that party. Just anyone, just to remember the feeling of a man.
I can just vision you sitting there with your head turned one way and your hand being put into something like warm and mushy. Like when you go to the haunted house. When you're little and they put your hand in hot lasagna and they're like, this is someone's intestines. Except we know that it's really what someone's vagina feels like.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, yeah. I made some critical mistakes. Again.
Oh, no. Did you not pick before the lights went out?
What?
Gotta pick before the lights go out.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, it really is like a high school dance. You had to really start flirting quick because you had to get, you know, you had to have that connection. This time, two things fucked me up. One, Briny, my roommate, was there out of nowhere.
Shut up. She didn't come with you?
No, she was just there. Yes. My first critical error was I told too many people about my mission. Too many people now knew my plight of wanting to have sex with a woman but being too nervous. And so women got real aggressive with me. And it's interesting, a room without men, certain women will turn into the aggressive, masculine, rapey type.
So this is what I realized when I went last time. There was a look that I didn't like on these women's faces, and it was like a very salacious, sort of like slick-lipped, like real wanting in their face, which I always associated with men and being masculine, but it's not. It's just the look of, I want to fuck you, and I am going to. Not necessarily a masculine thing, because those women, what's attractive about you is that you told everyone you'd never been with a woman before. That's basically a 14-year-old virgin with a C-cup. You know what I mean? And men might be like, yeah, I'm not doing that. That's horrible. I gotta go. But a lot of dudes are like, hey, you want to go get some ice cream?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not masculine. It's just like babble. It's just like that inner human, you know, yeah, like Sodom Gomorrah, like let's fuck. So basically, I had women be very aggressive with me and then do something that drives me fucking crazy. They double gamed me. Like, they were trying to make me do things I didn't want to do, and they were like, you're just so nervous. You don't even know what you want. Let me show you what you want. Right. Did a man never tell you you were beautiful? Because I think you're beautiful. Let me show you how beautiful you are. And I was like, fuck you. They've told me I was beautiful before.
That's not where this issue is coming from.
The issue is my deep and very obvious non-lesbianness.
Here's my question to you. Do you feel like you're being sex shamed because you don't want to fuck women? Because I do, personally.
It's not that I'm sex shamed. It's that because I work in sex and because I want to talk to everybody about their lives in a way that has resonance and knowledge, I don't know anything about, you know, being with another woman or all this stuff I've talked to so many people about. And so I just wanted to know what it feels like so I can have an open... So I know that, one, I have an open mind. And two, also, because of all the weight gain and all of the horrible breakup, you know, that crushed my soul into pieces, I have been unable to feel good being naked around other people because I felt like it's women. I don't care about it. It'll be, you know, I don't know these people. I don't have any, you know, that maybe it will be an easier place for me to reopen up my heart and my body to having sex.
Wow, that's a huge, like, expectation to put on yourself for something you've never done before.
I know. I didn't say it was smart.
all I'm saying is that if you, like, just, like, went to a party and got drunk, you probably let a girl slip her finger up there. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's a lot of, like, pressure.
I don't know. I like to throw myself in the lion's den. I like to test myself. My largest error of the night was that I was really thinking I needed to be high on something to be able to get through this. And I decidedly settled on ketamine.
Oh, dude.
Which was, in the history of all bad ideas, one of my top 10. I'm not drinking, right? Because I'm on this cleanse. Because that was the problem. I was like, I can't drink. You have to be drunk. And so, unless you're a lesbian, and then it's fine. The point is that I chose ketamine as my drug. And so I thought I was totally fine. I did a little bit of K. I was like feeling good. There was a beautiful like rope bondage shibari Japanese ceremony. And so everyone's like super turned on. The whole thing was gorgeous. And then the woman who owned the huge $1 million penthouse lofty thing took me with her partner into her bedroom. Do you remember the blonde woman who had the strap on, who was wearing the black lattice outfit with her nipples out all the time and she didn't give a fuck?
Yeah, I don't remember. Obviously, I would remember a strap on, but
Well, anyway, she and her partner took me into this room and I was like, okay, this is it. This is my moment to shine. I'm going to do this. And so we get naked and they're both sort of all over me. And I'm like, okay, in my heterosexual life, this would be I'd be very happy, right? Like there's lots of hands. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've never been with two dudes, but like in my mind, like there's lots of hands, like lots of people are kissing me. I get taken by these two girls and I'm like, I'm laying on the bed. And I'm like, okay, this is okay. I feel okay. I feel safe. I'm happy or whatever. It feels all right. And then they start saying things like, are you turned on by us? Do you like watching me kiss her? Do you like it when we touch you? In this really creepy robot voice, like it was like their put on sex voice. And then they lean over me and start finger blasting each other while kissing. Like they're basically like standing, making a pyramid over me, making out while fisting each other basically violently, like in and out, like whack-a-mole. Kind of in and out of each other's pussies while like really loudly moaning. And I gotta
say, that's basically any man or lesbian's fantasy. That's like what they fake on porns,
right?
That's like the ultimate, that's like the pinnacle VIP situation that you could have possibly been in, right? Like you're saying that, I'm not into it personally, but like that's it.
Right, that's the fantasy, right. And so the problem is that as soon as I started doing that, that's when the K kicked in. And all of a sudden, it was literally like out of Vertigo or some Hitchcock movie where everything was spinning and all I could see was like finger banging everywhere. You know in The Fly where he like gets his fly eyes and all of a sudden he can see like 8 fractals of everything all of a sudden? Like, and then out of nowhere, like 6 other bitches came in the room and then everybody was human centipeding on top of me and all I could see was pussy but fractaled and like everywhere around my mind. And then I started tripping out on my own bondage-y lingerie thing I was wearing and my body was moving around. One of the girls started yelling at me because I wasn't paying attention. I think she put her pussy like on my face and I just didn't do anything because I was too high. And also I couldn't figure out where her pussy was because I kept trying to touch it, but it was just air because like I couldn't figure out where I couldn't find it. And she just thought I was retarded. And then she started yelling at me about being nervous or about being Jewish, or maybe that's in my own mind. I don't know. They were just yelling at me. I just freaked out. I don't know. And then I'm not really sure what happened, but then there was like a break because some woman was doing some sort of strip show and then everybody filed out and the two girls like picked me up, put my robe back on and like I walked back out. Yeah, they were like, okay, we're gonna go get a drink. And I was like, okay, I know.
Oh, wait, they didn't finger bang you?
No, no finger banging happened with me.
And they didn't come? Did they come?
So I think they came. I think that they came, but honestly, the last thing I remember saying was, how are you coming this fast? In order for women to come, you don't just come like that. It takes...
You can never tell when a woman's really coming anyway. Those bitches are faking the shit out of me.
The crux of this issue, Margo, is this. Straight woman lesbian orgy is insane because it is the blind leading the fucking blind. No one knows what they're doing. There was this moment where I was really high that the girl next to me was being eaten out or like also finger banged or she had a fist up her asshole. Who knows what was happening? It was very confusing. all I could hear was her moaning and then saying things like, wait, no, that's too fast. No, wait, I'm not wet enough. Could you make it wetter? Like, oh, that's better. Wait, oh no, it still hurts. Like, it was so unattractive. I was just, no one's wet. No one wants, everyone's doing this to like tell their grandkids or something, or to fucking Instagram about it. I don't know what people are doing this for.
But do you think they're straight?
Well, they certainly finger blasted like they were.
It looked
like a bunch of teenage boys trying to fucking figure out what to do at their first makeout party. Well, seriously.
That kind of makes me feel like less nervous about the situation, because obviously, like, I don't know what the hardware is down there.
I barely know how mine works. Every time I come, I thank the devil. I'm like, thank you, Lord, once again for allowing the stars to align up to let me experience this pleasure. But it's certainly not a given. It's not like an inalienable right.
I don't know. Are you done with this? Because, like, I think we should be done with lesbian orgies. Can we move on to something more fun, like maybe dude orgies?
Just dudes and us? You mean a gangbang? You mean a good old-fashioned bukkake really fest?
It's something I've been meaning to talk to you about for a while.
Oh, God. You know, Margo, I think I can finally hang up my hat on the heterosexual pole. We can move on from this to better things like Black Biker Week in Myrtle Beach.
Zoe.
Yes.
Black Bike Week is fucking everything.
Maybe that's where we can have our all-male orgy.
100%.
Oh, man. All right. Well, again, you know what, Margo? Then maybe the next up is, I've never fucked a black guy. Maybe next up is black guy.
What is wrong with you? Jesus Christ. I get it. I understand now why you went to the lesbian orgy.
It's because I've never had black dick.
It's because you have not branched out enough. I just feel like you branched in the wrong direction. It's kind of like when you...
Listen, I've been in love with someone. Leave me alone. I'm just slowly trying to get my body back. It's where I'm...
Let me tell you, the best thing ever is the first time you realize, as a white woman, that you can have sex with beautiful black men. It's so fun and fabulous and exciting and great, and they're happy and you're happy and everybody's happy, and it's just awesome.
Miss Stiley, I love you very much.
Love you, mean it. Bye.
Bye. Hi there, dear listeners. Zoe here. I can assure you that all of the opinions expressed in this podcast are true and verified by one Margo Stilley. Say hi.
Hello. I take no responsibility for what I might have done whilst I was having a different kind of personality breakthrough.
Being friends with actresses is super duper hard. I would not recommend it. Margo's choice words for you would be to get skinny, fuck black guys, get money, or die trying.
Drink Mellow Yellow.
Or drink Mellow Yellow, because she's from South Carolina and basically comes from a trailer park. But a fancy trailer park.
No, I don't.
Just a trailer park?
No, I am classy VIP, like white lady from the South AF.
You can follow all of my antics on my Instagram. That's Dr. Z Nightingale. On my Twitter at Genuinely False. On my website, www.zoenightingale.com. Margo, would you have anything you would like to say to the listeners out there?
Zoe, quit playing with your tweeter. That's something you do at home on your personal time when your hands are clean.
Zoe, stop looking at my crotch.
I can't stop looking at it. It good. Looks... Your vagina looks good, girl. Your pubic hair is so trimmed. Bushy. It looks like a bonsai. It looks like a little Japanese man lives down there and keeps it fucking expertly manicured. From a glorious summer New York day, we send all our love to you. We are about to go troll for big black guys with big black dicks. Right, Margo?
Maybe.
That's right, I can't control it. I need 7 inches or more. Tonight I can no longer hold it. Get it up.